True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
KJ and Lyons here on WEEI. I guess this is dry as some turkeys may be today that we come in as the intro. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Thanksgiving, John. Hope you're doing well. How are you, my man?
I'm doing well, KJ. You could call that quite the cold open there for us.
John is already on top of it, right?
You can call that the cold producer. I'm sorry, fellas. It's been a little while for me.
It's a cold open.
Hey, Jackson, it is a pleasure to work with you again on Thanksgiving. This is like a tradition for us, working with Jackson on Thanksgiving, kind of that time of the year. It's nice to be back with you, man.
Yeah, you too, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'll be the only F-up for the day, I promise.
So that probably means that none of us are responsible for cooking in our collective sphere for tomorrow, for today. So,
well, if you're cooking for tomorrow, I hope you're not responsible for today.
Yeah, everything's 50% off, right?
Yeah, right.
So here's the concern with the Patriots going into this week, and it's the concern that we had at the beginning of the season. And, John, it's really great that this whole year we haven't been able to talk about it because Will Campbell has addressed it, and so has Wilson, but these guys are out. And so now we have to have this conversation about, like, oh, boy, please let the offensive line not be the conversation going down the rest of the season.
Yeah, KJ, this time last year, you and I were talking about the draft, unfortunately, right? Late November, we were already talking about the draft. And what were we talking about the whole time? What are they going to do at left tackle? Are they going to sign a Ronnie Stanley? Are they going to draft a Will Campbell? Are they going to trade down, draft a Josh Simmons? But that left tackle position was really the focus of our discussions all of last fall, all of last offseason. And now you get to a point where this year, Will Campbell, I mean, for pass blocking wise, he's been much better than I knew he would be. Pretty good run blocking. He's advanced faster pass blocking than I thought he would. If you're into PFF, he's the 10th rated offensive tackle pass blocking, if you're into that stuff. But he's been good. He's been steady. He's also been out there every single week, which I think has been something, you know, you go back to last year, the year before, they had this rotating cast of characters on the offensive line. This year, prior to the Cincinnati game, Jared Wilson had missed one game, and other than that, the entire offensive line had played every snap together. And now you sit there, and you're like, okay, you got a couple guys hurt. Morgan Moses left the Cincinnati game and came back, but how healthy is he going to be for this Giants game? And this Giants defensive front, KJ, it's going to be interesting because they have a lot of guys there that can cause problems if they're healthy too, right? They're a little bit banged up right now. They had a couple guys not practice yesterday. So this is going to come down to, I think, how healthy is that Giants defensive line come Monday night?
I'm just thinking about all the guys who were talking about how small Will Campbell's hands are, and then their girlfriends are telling him how small their hands are, right?
Pussy, his hands are good. It's his arm length, man.
I think the thing that I'm concerned about is this. This is a team that has 10 wins. What does the mini bump in the road look like? Because there hasn't been a bump in the road for a team that's won 9 straight, right? Like, so when there hasn't been a bump in the road, the NFL season is about how do you handle the bumps. I'm concerned that the biggest thing that protects Drake May is not there. And now do we start going through kind of like an American Idol version of tryouts to see who can hold that left side until Will Campbell gets back? The sprained MCL, thank God it's not an ACL. that he will be back in time for the playoffs. And good thing is the bye still has to come. So we could see Will Campbell probably maybe back by the Buffalo game or the game after potentially.
Yeah,
so
well, did they officially put him on IR yet? Because that would keep him out, Giants game, the Buffalo game, the Baltimore game. So he could be back theoretically for that Week 18 game, which.
Well, is it 4 weeks or 4 games?
It's four games. So, yeah, that's like Milton Williams is going to be technically out, 5 weeks, but only 4 games because they have the bye week mixed in there, too.
So I don't know if they haven't done it, I wouldn't do it. If you feel like Will Campbell can be back in 4 real weeks and you have the bye coming up, don't put him on the IR because you probably definitely want him for that Buffalo game with Bosa on the other side and Buffalo really hasn't played for the life.
I brain farted there for a second. But
okay, that's a real concern. As the season goes on, is for the next 4 games, not 4 weeks, but for the next 4 games. How is that left side handled? 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. We have JAG, a special Thanksgiving turkey day. So instead of a JAG, there'll be a NAD. You know what I mean? A gonad. Okay. So there'll be a NAD, right? Because today's turkey day. So instead of just a guy, there'll just be a just a NAD. I guess that goes a couple of ways, but we'll just stick to the one way that they're just a NAD. That's coming. And the nastiest Thanksgiving plates you could put together. So what does it look like in terms of the Patriots' offensive line moving forward? On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident? I'm putting my number probably at a 5, which isn't good because I thought this line was playing. Like, I really hate talking about offensive lines. But this is going to be the storyline moving forward, because if the Patriots can't protect, then maybe Cam Newton, if
you keep playing.
We'll get to his response to Drake May and Vrabel and all that. That's coming in 10 minutes. But what number are you giving on a scale of 1 to 10 that the Patriots offensive line is going to hold up while Campbell and Wilson are down?
I'd probably give it about a 6 right now, and I'm in the same ballpark as you. The reason I'm a little bit higher is compared to last year, I have more faith in Josh McDaniels and Doug Marrone than I do the Patriots coaching from last year, especially in Alex Van Pelt perspective, because I think what they're going to do, KJ, they're just going to try to get rid of the ball as quickly as possible. Yeah, they'll try to run it here and there, but I bet you they're just going to spread out the Giants. I'm saying the Giants now, but they'll probably try to do this to the Bills, the Ravens as well, spread them out. Get rid of the ball as quickly as possible to try to eliminate some of that pressure. Because you look at this situation, you're like, Garrett Bradbury to me has been pretty good, but not great. Mike Onwenu's good. Morgan Moses has been good. But again, he did get banged up on that game. And now this left side, I do have some faith in Ben Brown. I mean, he's got experience there. I don't think he's been terrible. But that left tackle situation, and I know you can say, hey, Vadarian Lowe was hurt the second half of last year, and I get all that. But I'm really worried about that left side overall. You're going to have two new guys, and one of them is a guy that struggled a bunch last year and also got passed by the rookie very early in training camp in Will Campbell. So I am a little concerned there.
So something that didn't hit me until I just thought about it was the really good job that Campbell and Wilson have done in the run game. And in fact, if you look at some of the bigger plays that busted out of the run game, they come off of running off of the left side. Now, some of the right side as well. But the left side, they handled themselves very well in the run game, which was all I was hoping for them. Like, look, do your best in the pass protection. That's going to be something that you're going to learn going down the line. But if in terms of, like, what you know how to do right now, let's just go ahead and run over the guys in front of you. So leaning on so what if the Giants are able to kind of stifle the run game a bit? I'm a little concerned in terms of what Drake May either does decision wise, not having that comfortable section over there with Wilson and Campbell, or those guys just kind of break down, and you just see that the Giants. I mean, that's probably the one thing they've got going for them is that defensive line when it wants to step up and play. And if they do that, then we get into the all right, are the Patriots for real? Here's the narrative. Told you so. What happens when this happens? And I think they win the AFC East, but what's at the bottom of the playoff tree is going to be very difficult for the Patriots moving forward.
And it's interesting, too, because this Giants defensive line, like Abdul Carter, only one sack, but he has 35 pressures this year. Brian Burns, second in the NFL, 13 sacks. But
Thibodeau's still there.
Right, and Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence did not practice yesterday, so we'll see if they're healthy. Let's just assume that they are, at least Lawrence is. The weird thing is, like, those guys are all really good pass rushers, but the Giants are last in the NFL in yards per carry allowed on running plays. Like, so the Patriots theoretically should be able to run the ball in this game, but you're without Wilson, who's, I know has had an up-and-down year overall, I get it, but he is probably your most athletic offensive lineman, and then you're obviously without Will Campbell, who's been good this year. So can you take advantage of that Giants weakness? Like, they do give up a lot of yards per carry when running the ball, but I don't know if you'll be able to take as much advantage of it because you're so banged up on the offensive line. And this is also a product, KJ. I mean, what did we talk about in July, in August, in September? It's like, hey, the depth of this team, right? Like, they have quality starters all over the place. What's the level of depth here? Now it's going to be tested because if something happens to Vidarian Lowe or Marcus, Morgan Moses, God forbid, it's going to be Marcus Bryant, a rookie, seventh round draft pick, who I know he was a first team all ACC guy a couple years ago, but this is a guy that had a lot of development to go. He's going to be the next guy up. So your depth here, I think, is going to be really tested, not just in this Giants game, but you come out of it facing maybe your toughest two-game stretch of the entire season in the Bills and the Ravens.
All right, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you from KJ and Lyons here on WEEI. So I guess kind of going around the room here, Jackson, as well. What time is dinner for you guys today? Like, what is the time to eat?
I have the most bizarre Thanksgiving situation going on that I've ever had this year.
Right.
So at first, the family decided to go out to dinner to a restaurant, which we've never done.
But there's an increase. I saw that more people this year will be going out to eat for Thanksgiving dinner, which, you know what, kind of makes sense because at some point you want to be able to make sure that the food is cooked right, that you do have service, people are attentive to you. It isn't going to be as packed as any other, say, Thursday night because most people don't do this. So actually probably a smart move if you're one of those that's going to go out to eat because there's not going to be a bunch of people out to eat.
Well, the only drawback, though, no leftovers, really. I mean, it's just kind of whatever you wrap up on your plate.
But my my non-traditional, now apparently traditional dad pushed back on that. Yeah, there we go. And anyway, he decided to get a roast instead of a turkey. And so now there's going to be a roast at home instead of going out. And so it's all kinds of weird.
So it was really a kind of a question about, like, do we let someone else be in charge of the meat? Or we can control what meat we have. I think that's that really goes back to the pilgrims, really. At the end of the day, I'm sure there was someone who made an argument for cattle. You know, let's kill one of these cows. Like, you know, there's a lot of work. Nobody's ready for the leather jackets just right away. Let's just get one of these turkeys that just keep popping in front of me here. I mean, look where we are throughout New England. It's just all these wild turkeys. Someone came up with an idea. It's just like, why don't we just take a day and kill them all and eat them all? John Lyons, what time is dinner starting for you?
2 o'clock. So
2 o'clock.
It's a great because you eat at 2, you kind of hang out for like 2 or 3 hours, then you have dessert around 5, hang out for a couple more hours, and then kind of everyone goes home. You have the rest of the night to relax. It really, I think it times up really, really well, KJ.
Mine is 1 o'clock.
So tight turnaround for you. We end at 12:30.
It's not going to be that tight because you're going to hear us rush a lot of words in that last break. I'm going to be folding computers and stuff. I'm going to turn stuff off because I'm
going to have Jackson handle the whole
thing. Yeah, Jackson,
last segment.
Just be ready to
solo
do the last
show
segment
for Jackson.
Here.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Solo Jackson on Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's what people want to hear.
So you would be like Jermaine Jackson by yourself or a Freddie Jackson, which would be kind of a solo. I'll just shut up right there. That was just absolutely stupid. But yeah, I think, John, your time is a little late, I think. 2 o'clock.
Like, so you want to hear, this is an interesting story. So last year, we've been hosting Thanksgiving, my wife and I, at our house since 2019. So before that, we always had it at my parents, but we started hosting in 2019. And last year,
how long have you been married, if you don't mind me asking?
Since 2018. So,
didn't wait to like give them the first year, and after that, we're taking over the house?
Pretty much, right? Yeah. And look, my parents host, you know, pretty much all the other holidays, so we don't mind taking off their hands. But last year, I said to my family, hey, we're going to eat at 2, you know, come anytime after, you know, 12:30, 1, whatever. And so about 1:55 comes around, I'm cutting the turkey, and only half the people are there. They all come in right around 2, and they were kind of surprised, like, oh, when you said 2, we thought you meant, like, really 2:30, like, kind of show up around 2. And I said, no, like, we got to eat at 2. And we had this situation where it was like, they thought it was, is that a thing of, like, you just be kind of casually late to the Thanksgiving? Like, they weren't, like, late, but they were surprised. I was like, no, right at 2, like, it's going to be
so
ready.
I think that depends on the size of the people that you're going to be around. So the one that I'm at is going to be, like, a catered situation. Like, the in-laws are so big. That's why I went out of town doing the show remotely. I'm not ashamed to say that. So, like, so literally, it's going to be a room of probably 75 to 100 people. So I have to, so if it starts at 1, I'd be killing myself in terms of my choices if I try and roll in at 1:20, right? Because now 75 to 100 people have gone through the food that's available. And I mean, it's stacked upon stacked upon stacked. So like having leftovers isn't going to be an issue. My thing is, I don't want to be around people once I get into that second football game. Like, I want to be able to watch and really get into it. Like, I've always said,
Cowboys, Chiefs, leave KJ alone.
KJ is gone probably before Lions, Packers are over, right? Hell yeah. What, if I only know, like, 30% of the people in the room because it's, like, this big spread-out family thing, what's the point of staying and trying to meet new people when I'm already married into this? So it's just kind of like, I'm literally going to try and eat and run. Like, Jackson, can you spin my wheels one more time for me? Because that is me. I'm like, I'm getting the hell up out of here. It's just, like, I might even just take my plate straight over and walk right out the door and tell the rest of the family, I'll see you guys at the house when you get back. I'll be back in my little safe room watching the game. You can come bother me. Plus, I did BetQL morning show this morning. So literally, by time we get to 12:30, there's only been 1 hour that I've had for myself, and that was literally getting over to the local Odyssey affiliate to come and do this show.
Yeah, so I feel like you could probably get a plate, leave, and because it's a large gathering, nobody would really notice. Outside of your own immediate family, they'd be like, oh, well, KJ around? Somebody's like, oh, yeah, he's over there.
See, that's why I have to get
there
as soon as it starts, because if I'm person 2 or 3 getting a plate and then the other 70 other people go, by time I come back around, some people assume that I just never got my original plate. So I got to get there in that line early. Like, I almost have to just kind of step over people, you know, just be like, you know.
Just like Allen Iverson.
Get,
right?
Move! You know, get out the way! Get a second plate and get to this Chiefs game. 617-779-7937. KJ Lyons on your Thanksgiving. Next, we will get into Cam Newton's response to Drake May, which is really Cam Newton's response to KJ and Lyons setting it off a week and a half ago. Now it's time to trend with Jackson Burns.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by BrotherGiftGuide.com. The Celtics snapped the Pistons' 13-game win streak last night with a 114 win over the Pistons, with Jaylen Brown leading the way with 33 points and 10 rebounds. The Bruins complete the year sweep of the Islanders, taking them down 3-1 with Alex Steeves netting 2 goals, including the game winner. Excellent slate of games for you Thanksgiving, starting with the Packers at the Lions at 1, the Chiefs in Dallas at 4:15, and Cincinnati and Baltimore cap it off at 8. All of the games you can hear right here on WEEI 93.7. And the Blue Jays, they make their biggest free agent signing ever, inking a 7-year, $210 million deal with pitcher Dylan Cease. That's what's trending on WEEI, brought to you by Ready to Make Holiday Shopping Easy with the Brother Gift Guide. You find it, you wrap it, and done. From creative to practical, find all your gifts in one place. Make the holidays shine at BrotherGiftGuide.com. That's BrotherGiftGuide.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I like that. If you need Cam Newton to be the chip on your shoulder, by all means, brother, let it become a boulder. Do I feel a certain type of way that Stephon Diggs and Drake May came up with a pretty unique handshake that some would say is shunning the Superman? No, I don't.
What?
It's all entertainment, baby.
I thought I had.
Now, this is where the media has a way of manipulating the narrative they want to put out there.
Because you seen and you heard what I had to say.
My challenge isn't towards Drake May here, but I still have a job to do, and that's to cover football analytics at a high rate, bro. I'm doing that.
Oh. KJ and Lyons, happy Thanksgiving. WEEI 617-779-7937. Hopefully your turkey is in the oven, and if you're eating at like 1-2 o'clock, right? Because if you're eating at 4 or 5, then yeah, put it in now. But if it's not in by now, please do not share that turkey with him. Because you know what that turkey would taste like? How Cam Newton speaks. Now, you just heard Cam Newton, I guess, respond. John, I feel like responding to you and I with the station and the team literally kind of as a proxy because of this mashup. If you haven't heard when Cam Newton first talked about the scrubs, here it is.
If you keep playing sorry scrubs
of my quote unquote intestinal tract,
then you're going to have this falsetto,
excuse me, circumcised, the revelation that reflects the aphrodisiac symptoms
of a mentality going into the playoffs, and it has one and done written all over it.
John, that's what hurt Cam. That's why Cam is still talking, is because we compared him to an in living color character named Oswald Bates, who talks out the side of his neck and his ass. And the whole thing that I was laughing about at the time was, Cam Newton says, you create a falsetto. Remember, that's really where a lot of the kind of like the he humor in it, because it's like, dude, a falsetto is a type of singing. It does not mean something is not true, right? It's the person still singing. He's still going. Stephen A. tried to get himself in there. We talked about that, John, because it was just like, look, he just saw Shannon Sharp ejected from that same chair. And I had pointed out the most viral thing that Cam Newton had done before him talking stupid about the Patriots and the whole situation was that he is on video fighting a parent after 7-on-7 camp. And Drake May, as a youth, played against one of Cam Newton's youth teams in 7-on-7, and I asked the question, proverbial, did his team bust your little kid's team's ass? And he's still going. And so now he's like, well, it's not about Drake May. Yes, it was. Yes, it was, right? And Stephen A. calling Drake May a liar went to a whole nother level. And then when everybody kind of had to hightail it back to headquarters, someone probably said, hey, you can't do that. They reminded him. And now Cam Newton, you know, when I hear him talking just now, John, you know what it sounds like? You know what I picture? There's a sippy cup in front of him. No, I don't mean like with a straw in it. Like, I mean like a sippy cup design that says no BPAs on it, because that's how Cam Newton sounds like. He sounds like a young child in an adult world, and it's getting more embarrassing. You heard what he said at the end? I'm hired to do analytics. What did I say the best thing that Cam can do when he opens his mouth?
Talk about actual quarterback play and mobile quarterback play that we talked about. That
and heard. What did he just spend 90% of that whole thing doing? Not talking about analytics. Not talking about what a quarterback sees when they come to the line. John, you're the one that mentioned that Cam is the prototype for kind of this modern quarterback that we're seeing. The 6'3" guy with speed and power. I want to know what that guy sees. What he thinks, if it's, well, first, if it's consumable to the ears. Because I felt like I had to kind of keep turning my ear from like mono to stereo to see if I was missing something in one channel or the other. Because my goodness, what a damn mess. Like, John, like, how do we stop this madness? He's like, it's entertainment. No, it's you literally showing why you're that guy that threw the laptop out of the window in Florida instead of opening the laptop and saying, falsetto deals with singing, and its second definition has nothing to do with untrue.
Huh. I think the most entertaining part of that whole rant, like his response, whatever you're going, is that old school Teddy Bruschi jersey he had on. Did you see that thing?
Why is that great. Impressive? Because what he's
doing—that's the most entertaining part of the whole thing.
He is wearing that jersey because he knows not only has he lost the argument, but he is now losing credibility for what he does best. Nobody's talking about Cam when he says, when I step to the line and I see this, and because I see this, I might call out this. And if I call out this, I'm looking to do. You don't hear. Have you heard Cam talk anything about that stuff since?
I haven't personally. No.
Well, that's because when it's the number one show, morning show, everybody should see. No, I'm totally kidding. Even to the point of Cam being 10 minutes late on his own show. Like, all these different things, brother, is what I was telling you in the second rant. Stop buck dancing.
You know have what a it skill reminds set me
much better than
of?
What you're doing, brother. Nobody wants to see the Bojangles routine that much.
Do you remember, and I think this is going back, you know, 8-10 years when, like, ESPN had Ray Lewis work for them for a while.
Okay.
And he would use, like, big words, and he would talk loudly to try to like seem like it was like really deep and all this stuff. And you'd be like, can you just talk about like linebacker play, please? Like, can you get to this? And it feels like that's kind of happening with Cam. Like, you know, two legendary players, right? But like, Cam's just trying to like talk about all this other stuff. Like, talk to me about mobile quarterback play. And like, Drake May not doing the Superman celebration, like, if that's the biggest response he has to everything Cam and Stephen A said, like, good for him. I think it's pretty good. And honestly, that was, I know it was on camera, but that was more of a private moment between him and Stephon Diggs in warmups. It's not like he did it after a touchdown or
right.
something like that.
Or in the locker room in front of the press.
Right. Like, they did it during warmups, and I know it was on camera. I get it. But like, they were between each other doing it during warmups. It wasn't like it was this big, like, oh, I scored a touchdown and now we're going to rub it in Cam's face. Like, if that's the biggest response you get from May, like, okay, like, I don't want to say I don't care about this story at all, because I know it's a story, but it's just like, it feels
honestly,
like it gets
I didn't care about this story until
day.
About 9 o'clock this morning for you too.
Yeah, and it feels like it just gets like dumber every time. Like, even when May initially was like, oh, I don't know what show he's on, like, okay, he probably doesn't, and who cares?
He's
and
also then, a liar.
Yeah, because here's the thing. And this is what I said in rant number two. So I guess if you want to follow back to how this all proceeded, it started with the KJ and Lyons show Saturday, I guess what would be a week before
it was
last
the day
week.
We had Lou Merloni on.
Yeah,
I'm going to lump Lou into this.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah,
he
I think
already
it was like the 15th.
Enough, right?
It was like the 15th. I
15th,
think.
Right. Yeah. So it would be 2 weeks from this Saturday, right? So So the Cam Newton comments were made on that Friday. The very next day, John and I responded and kind of jokingly called him Cam. I called him Cam Oswald, put the mashup together of all those trying to use those big words and saying nothing. Then last week, we came back and told you that the year that Cam went to the Super Bowl, it is a 15-1 Panthers team, they had the worst strength of schedule in the entire league, almost 50% worse than the Patriots did that year at 2.4. Theirs was -3.9. So I'm sitting there telling you, like, if the first thing Cam Newton said, if you keep playing sorry scrubs, Cam Newton in 2015, the league said that according to your strength of schedule, you played sorry scrubs. I pointed out that in the NFC Championship game in 2015, the Panthers turned the Cardinals over 7 times. You don't need Cam Newton there. You don't even hell need Isaac Newton that day if the defense is turning the other team over 7 times. So now here's KJ and Lyons kind of spitting real facts and Cam coming back with real emotions. Like putting on the Teddy Bruschi jersey. All that tells me is that, bro, you know how to go to an NFL shop and buy a jersey. It's no different. Like, I have a Cam Newton Patriots jersey. Does that shock you?
A little bit.
Well, it shouldn't shock you because it was $40 and it was the red jersey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so, right.
Yeah. And I think, like, if you go back to the genesis of this, KJ, like, the actual discussion, like, okay, hey, they've had an easier schedule. Is there any concern there? They haven't been tested enough. Like,
right.
That's a reasonable discussion. Like, again, they had the great win Sunday night in Buffalo, the great win at Tampa Bay. Those are great wins. The Cleveland defense is a great defense, and they play pretty well overall against that defense. But I'm still looking at, like, me, right, Patriots fan, before I sit here and say, like, oh, yeah, I think they can go to the Super Bowl, I do want to see how they play in Baltimore in that game against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Like, I want to see that first. Like, we haven't seen them play an athlete like Lamar Jackson yet at the quarterback position. We haven't seen them play a back like Derrick Henry yet. I mean, James Cook is really good, too. So that's, like, to me, that discussion is not unreasonable. And then it morphed into this whole, like, Drake May, Cam Newton, Stephen A. Smith, like, calling him a liar. Like, it morphed into this ridiculous thing when really, if you look at the basis of it, it's like, you can sit here and tell me, hey, I'm not worried about their schedule because they've played really well. Or you could sit here and tell me, hey, I'm a little bit worried. I want to see how they play against another playoff team, especially because, you know, Atlanta's been all over the place and we thought that'd be a better win than it was. But, whatever. Like,
but John, didn't they already play the Bills at that point?
Right. No, they hadn't. They had played Tampa at that point. But if you again, my point is like, that's an actual discussion you can sit here and have, right? Whereas what it morphed into is, again, just a story that, like, I know it's a story and I know it's important, so we talk about it, but it's like, man, like, I'm like, this is so
It's stupid. Kind of crazy when you kind of create the response that sets everything off, right? And you're ready to step away from it because at the end of the day, this is the team that nobody else has double-digit wins in the NFL, do they?
No, the first team to 10 wins, the
first
Patriots.
First team to 10 wins, okay. You beat Josh Allen on the road. You beat Baker Mayfield on the road. So, the whole playing sorry scrubs, wait a minute, Josh Allen has not been a scrub. In fact, Josh Allen is so good, I don't know if Cam knows this, the National Football League has changed a couple rules to placate the Buffalo Bills. Okay, so you can't tell me those are sorry scrubs. You can't say that Mayfield is a sorry scrub because that's a division leader. So you've beaten two division leaders. My thing, and I said this in the response, because now I guess we're at part three of some type of response from KJ and Lyons, is Cam Newton's real worries have more to do with image than it does to do with football. He's more concerned that more kids will be wearing Drake May jerseys in Charlotte and he be forgotten because he believes I'm the one that put Charlotte on the map. I was just like, well, you do know that Jake DeLome did take a team to the play. They took him to the Super Bowl, too. So you're not the first to do it. I think it's just all this kind of, look at me. I'm important. You got to hear what I say. This is me, me, me. And Stephen A. walked into it saying, hit the hell, he doesn't know that Cam Newton's not on this show. Actually, Cam Newton begs for people to know that he's on that show. I went and looked through the ratings for that show, and I looked through all networks, and I'm going to tell you right now, it didn't show up very close to everything that's shown. Like, the highest rated thing on ESPN is football. So I would say to Cam Newton, bro, they have you on there because you've played the game. a good number of these quarterbacks are built just like you. This is what people want to hear. What makes a quarterback decide to pull it down and run? What is a good down and distance for a quarterback that's got mobility to run? At what point do you feel that defenses feel like you're going to be run first and pass later? I'm not even in front of the guy. I'm not a producer. But I do know that these are things that people would rather want to hear about from you than sounding like, hey, Kool-Aid, jumping on the set and then trying to talk about, well, you're not going to do the Superman anymore because, I mean, that's not fine. I'm not going to be mad. It's entertainment. No, really what it is vaudeville. And please shut the hell up, Cam, at this point. Brother to brother, I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to save you. Jesus.
And like I said, it's just one of those things where the more we talk about it, the more like annoyed I get because I just think it's so stupid. Like the whole thing, again, the original discussion was somewhat reasonable. And then, okay, May says, hey, I don't know what station he's on. They freak out. Then, you know, they don't do the
you
Superman
lying.
Thing. Like and now you get a 2-minute response on his, you know, podcast, whatever it is, fourth and what. Like, I don't know. It just, it feels a lot like they talk about being the highest rated morning show on their network, whatever the quote was. It's almost like they're like, all right, this is going to drive eyeballs to us, so that's why we're doing it. And you know that happens, right? Like, people in the media do that all the time. Like, hey, this story's more... Like, I could sit here, KJ, and talk for an hour about the Patriots' offensive line and my concerns next week, but you would be like, no, not enough people are going to listen to that. And it's true.
Like, people want to dance a little bit.
Yeah, no, but it's true. And, right. And I think you wonder, like, that's where Cam's leaning into it a little bit. Like, yeah, this is going to get me noticed more, you know, on First Take, and this is going to get my podcast. Because he's already extremely popular, right? Like, millions of people know who he is. He's an NFL MVP. But as he now branches out into doing more and more and more media stuff,
because
if you go back,
equivalent of him being out everywhere is kind of like, hey, I happen to be in the Castro district of San Francisco. You ever been to San Francisco?
No.
Okay, San Francisco's got eclectic neighborhoods and all. So let's say I'm in the Castro district and I'm driving through, for those who know. And every day I see this particular girl standing on the corner. Do you really think that I have a chance to be her boyfriend, or is she there for something else? That's Cam Newton as well, right? Like, bro, you were there for something else than what you believe. That's why I said after he started, because remember when he was quarterback, and we talked about this in the second one, was when he was getting dressed up for all these games, it started to become a question by reporters, are you more concerned about how you look in the post game than you are performing in the regular game, right? Because after the Super Bowl, remember, he still comes out in his funky Friday outfit, and everybody's just seeing him drop his keys in the middle of MetLife Stadium in the Super Bowl and not pick them up, and you're like, did you get dressed like that comfortably with nothing else on your mind other than maybe I should have dived on the football? But Cam doesn't want to hear questions like that. Cam wants to be a buck dancer out there doing vaudeville, and that's his choice. But then when you start saying you're playing sorry teams and you're playing scrubs, Buffalo, nobody has on their card as a scrub. Nobody had Baker Mayfield in the Tampa Bay Bucks as a scrub. Is Pittsburgh a scrub this year? No, they're in the chase for their division lead. So when you're saying this stuff, it's like here's what you're doing. And I'm going to go into a deep well here. One, the kid who looks like Cam Newton, who wants to do this for a living, feels like the only way I can do it is put on clown suits and come out like it's Wanderama. And no, come out here because people want to hear your thoughts on things from a slightly different angle perspective. And then two, you're trying to pick a fight with the New England fan base when the New England fan base saw that not only could your right arm not throw a football, but saw how, remember when he got cut, all those marketing materials got snatched from it's like, damn, Cam is costing the team money because they had to pay for that stuff. So look, you don't even hold cachet or weight here, and there's probably some type of feeling you have that you don't think that Mac Jones beat you out for the job.
If you go back to and listen to like his early podcasts, and I'm not going to lie and say I've listened to them all, I haven't, but a lot of them were not like this. Like, he would sit down and have real conversations and throw in some real, like, football analysis or have some real interviews. And honestly, again, I haven't listened to all of them, not going to lie. But the ones I've heard, I was like, wow, this is pretty good. Like, some of this is insightful. Like, this is interesting. And then what, like the clip we played earlier, you know, to start the segment, not really like what I listened to on those early podcasts, right? It's a lot different,
right.
And I think it's been to the detriment of the product, right? Because those early ones, again, I thought they were, you know, the ones I heard, insightful, interesting, good interviews. Now it's like, all right, I'm just going to loudly talk to try to pick a fight for attention with, you know, an MVP candidate quarterback.
Bro, he should be the one that goes to Orlovsky and is just kind of like, hey, man, I've seen this a lot more than you have, or what, if that's what it's going to be. But instead of trying to be the clown prince, like, nobody cares. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Richie, New Hampshire. Happy Thanksgiving, Richie. Your thoughts on Cam Newton?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. How you doing?
Excellent.
I think what's getting lost in this whole story is that Drake May was a huge Cam Newton fan, and he was honoring him by doing the Superman. Come on, Cam. You're an idiot. And Stephen A. Smith, I can't even listen to him. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Richie. Yeah,
it's a good point. I mean, wasn't there a red carpet moment at some award show or something where May was like, oh, he's my MVP, like,
yeah.
I always looked up to. I don't remember exactly what show it was, but I remember that May quote. Like, so, yeah, to
but
the caller's point.
But it would be, because as Drake May is growing up as a kid in Charlotte, North Carolina, Cam Newton and the Panthers are the excitement. Now, the other thing that we do know is they had a hell of a defense, right? Like, you'd be like, hey, it wasn't all him. Like, remember that? Who's that guy at Boston College again? It's the Hall of Fame. Is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Luke Kuechly, who retired early, but he was the best linebacker
right,
in the league.
Right. So you can go back and look, because this is our job to do, right, is you go back and look at that team, because if that's who's like, this guy was the MVP, so was that defense. I mean, there were games. They had multiple games, John, that year where the defense had three turnovers. They turned it over. If you have multiple games in a season where you're turning over the other team three times, guess what? That defense is part of the story as well. So my concern for Cam, if I'm going to show a little bit of grace, is, bro, don't make people start pulling out receipts that whatever you're selling as your great, that you're the former league MVP while your defense was probably the best in the league, or that you took your team to the Super Bowl and we all saw you drop your keys on the floor.
Josh Norman was still a corner there. Yeah.
Right.
That was a pretty good team.
Right. And in the NFC Championship game, Arizona was absolutely horrible. I think was that the game Kurt Warner gets hurt and they just completely fall apart? I forgot what happened.
I don't even remember. Like, yeah, I remember that was like, was it seven turnovers in that game?
Seven turnovers. Yeah, it was 47 to something. So, you know, look, Cam, I was one of those that defended you, and I think the league kind of defended you when you wanted to do your different dances and celebrations. Let them have fun. There were some people who were a little tight in the ass about that. I was just like, look, when you get hit that hard, I would want to do a celebration too if I got to home base in this thing. But then, as you said, John, when he first started introducing what he can do and talking about X's and O's and the game through his eyes, brother, there's not too many other people who are going to be able to step through that hoop that looks like you, and you can be a trendsetter. But if you're going to be out there buck dancing and shucking and jiving, because that's what's happening, bunch of jive turkey stuff going on, you're going to lose that game. And I'll say this, and that's not necessarily fair to Stephen A. in terms of what he's tried to put together, just because Shannon Sharp, while sounding the same and probably had, oh, let's just call it what it is. I mean, his lifestyle just got in the way of what he does on television, and now he's in kind of purgatory. So, honestly, I hate talking about it, but at the same time, it really comes down to this. Drake May's about to be the hero and the new kid in town, in his hometown where Cam Newton got all of his love. And Cam is kind of that person who expects that town to still love him, even though he ain't playing for them. Like, bro, all good things come to an end, and when they came to an end for you, it started to look really bad. And think about it. You ever notice how New England really didn't get into Cam's ass of how bad he was? Just recognizing that nobody else was coming, that Stidham was not the answer, he was never going to get a chance, Mac Jones was drafted, and I thought he would be a person that would be able to show Mac Jones what to do, what not to do. And I think part of the detriment of Mac Jones early on was not seeing an NFL quarterback going in there, doing things correctly, and making mistakes. As in, okay, we done with this?
Yeah, I'm all set with this.
I'm all set
with
this.
We can go to break and talk about
KJ and Lyde, WEEI. Next, the world-renowned third Thanksgiving edition of Just a Jag on WEEI.
Pardon the Interruption is the number one show on ESPN Span in 20 plus decades.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com. Gates.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.
Ghettos of the mind. I'm not going to say location. Get up your reindeer. KJ Lines, WEEI. Happy Thanksgiving and ultimately happy holidays. Santa, you know, John, it's kind of funny. I think of holidays past where, you know, places like who goes Christmas music first, and have you ever played the game? What is it called? But it's like you don't want to hear "Last Christmas" by Wham. You try and go as long as you possibly can. Whamageddon, that's what it's called. Have you heard of this Whamageddon?
So I've heard of. I haven't participated, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. So actually, 1 year I made it 28 days. I made it through Christmas not hearing "Last Christmas" until like some random channel came on in the house, and I seriously got pissed, only because there are several Christmas songs I hate hearing. One of them is Mariah Carey's All I Want for You is Christmas. I hate hearing that. I think an angel dies every time that song plays. Last Christmas, I can't stand it. Though I think that's kind of funny, because it's really the story about like a guy pretty much getting up dressed. And it's just kind of like, oh, wait, so this thing isn't going to work out for us? It's just like, yeah, you're just holiday booty. You know, so I wish I was making this stuff up, but you look who was singing it, you know. So I think there are like some Christmas songs that people have a problem with. Like, what is it, Baby, It's Cold Outside? Like, that's like PC not to play that anymore.
That song is a little weird if you actually listen.
Yeah, it's what do they call it? It's like, okay, like, what did they say? It's like, okay, that's kind of creepy. Creepy behavior. I think that's the current term, so. So even saying Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto can like may offend somebody. That's why I said, well, I'm not saying where, just saying it could be of the mind, right? So I think the idea that James Brown was saying in that song is, at the end of the day, Christmas is for everybody. It doesn't have to just be about toys. It's about love of the season and buying things online. So I know you have a holiday tradition. Christmas, doesn't your holiday traditions kick in tomorrow?
We go Black Friday shopping, but I'll be in on the Greg Hill show tomorrow, so I'll probably go in the afternoon
So why not have Greg Hill go shop for you, right?
This is the thing we used to do. So pre-COVID, right, we would go to the outlet stores and we would go at between 6 and 7 a.m. because all the midnight shoppers had gone home,
right,
and the daytime shoppers weren't there yet. So you could actually go there and it would not be that busy. And then post-COVID, and now people shop so much more online, a lot of the outlet stores near us said, yeah, we're not opening at midnight anymore. We're going to open at 6 a.m. So if we tried to go at 6 a.m., it'd be like going and opening back in the day, and it doesn't really work anymore. So now we either go in like the later afternoon Friday or the Saturday.
So in other words, you're saying
we had a great plan, and then the stores screwed it up by opening later.
Yeah, I don't want to say what I think is going to happen in terms of what people will buy or not buy this year. But I think you'll probably see lower number of people in stores. Because think about it, right? Like, if you're complaining about the price of eggs and gas and everything, but yet you find up on television, be like, I found a 75-inch television. Be like, so you didn't take the time to try and see if eggs or gas or any of that stuff had a Black Friday sale. So
yeah,
I think
can you watch eggs and gas on TV, KJ? I don't think so.
But I think the other part is, can you bellyache complain saying things cost too much and then you buy yet another television? Then it just says that, oh, okay, maybe it's the hypocrisy. We've got to get into, because that kind of leads into like American Revolution or PBS. I'll catch up with that on with you later on. But now it is time for the world renowned.
I'm sorry that I said you were a jag.
Just a guy.
Oh, he's just a jack.
Big turkey.
Not great, not bad.
He sucks.
Doesn't stand out on the field.
Son, where's the giblets?
Oh, he's just a jack. Not great, not bad. Just a guy out on the field.
All right, it's time to look at who are the gonads for Turkey Day for Jag. We'll start with Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, big time turkey. Yeah. 21st in passing yards. I don't know. I just can't. I've been talking about this for like 2 years, Gagey. I just don't see it with this guy.
Tua, I don't even know if he eats turkey, but today would be the day to try it. How about Tyrod Taylor? Because Justin Fields is so bad, is this a little bit better than the Jag that's out there?
Well, you know what? I'm never going to call him a turkey because he did get stabbed in the lung that one time, and that's how Justin Herbert got his career. So I'm just going to go with a regular Jag for him.
I know that's good if you're willing to take a stab for the team. How about Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, I mean, he had the first win, and that's good, but there's a long way to go with him. He's a Jag right now. Nice first win, but there's a long, long way to go.
Yeah, I've actually got to say, you know what? You had no preparation really in there.
That boy was good.
You did find Miles Garrett was hugging teammates, which you weren't seeing. Think about it. When Miles Garrett was sacking Drake May five times, he would go back and pout. This time he was just like, I'm standing on the sideline and I'm excited. Aaron Rodgers, injury bug. Is he heading towards Jag? Pittsburgh slipping?
Oh, yeah. And believe it or not, KJ, 23rd in the NFL in passing yards is Aaron Rodgers. So we're used to him being at the top. And I know he's older now. Steelers offense a little different. But that team has not been as good as I think maybe. I mean, they're not bad, but they've been as good as I think maybe they hoped.
The guy who's been getting away with a C on his paper for dozens of years now, Mike Tomlin. Jag? Turkey?
No, I'm still going above a Jag for him. I still think he's a good coach. He just hasn't had a real quarterback since like 2016 or 17.
Yeah, it sounds. How about Tom Brady, minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders?
Hate to say it, but I mean, kind of a Jag operation there. They fired two coordinators this year, and now there's reports leaking that Chip Kelly was like calling the wrong plays, which I don't know. That feels like a hit job itself, but I don't know. That is not a smooth operation out there.
Yeah, Tom, we're birthday brothers. We're a day apart from each other with our birthdays, the week of greatness. But sometimes being part of the week of greatness is having to say things about people you love. It's all turkey going on there. Like, it almost feels like whoever calls Tom next has Tom's ear as bad as things are going there. All right, he's back, and he's eating W's. Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go above a Jag here, man. He had the big catch.
Jameis Winston, I say, amen, brother. You're above a Jag until the rest of the season happens. That's how it usually works with him. All right, two more. Let's go with Caleb Williams. He's been a Jag before. Where are we now?
No, I think this is the first time I'm going to say this, KJ. He's above a Jag, man. He's earned it, too. I mean, 10th in the league in passing yards, 16 touchdowns, only four picks. They're what, 8-3 now? They've been good. So, you know, tip of the cap to him. He's earned it.
I'm going to go with you. When you're listening to your leadership, you can get leadership qualities going, and you can clearly see that there's a strong relationship between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams that's having the growth of Caleb Williams. All right, last one, Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy, KJ. I got to go Jag here. He's been all over the place. And I know injuries, but he's been all over the place this year. And there's a part of me that wonders, 6-8 months from now, if San Fran's going to be like, man, we gave that guy how much money?
And we've got Mac Jones here. That is the turkey day. Why am I trying to marry Thursday and Thanksgiving together?
That's all right. You know what? Like Jim on Twitter said, Jagsgiving.
Jagsgiving. That's very good. Next, what is Breslow giving the fans with Sonny Gray? Next here on WEEI. Happy Thanksgiving.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.